I'm Frank Vaughn, and it is Sunday, May 11th, 2025. First off, I just want to say thank you to everybody and all the birthday wishes I received yesterday. The day did not go according to plan. There are wildfires all around the house, and we ended up staring it off for most of the day at 60, 70, 80-foot tall flames. The forest is always trying to burn itself as part of its regenerative cycle, and we say prayers all the same for all the homes that might find themselves in harm's way. But thank you for the birthday wishes. I had never seen a wildfire before, neither had my wife nor my kids, so we all had a first yesterday. But today is Mother's Day, and I really feel it's important to talk about it because of all the things that are under assault in our woke society. Motherhood and fatherhood are some of the most demeaned, even though they are the most valuable thing that you could ever contribute to society. And we'll talk about fatherhood when Father's Day comes around, but let's talk about motherhood right now. No career in pursuit of being a tax slave could ever equal furthering the species and keeping the whole project alive. The ideal of motherhood is literally the most important thing a woman could ever contribute to society. This concept that you should trade it away. Even in the 1990s, when I went to high school, we were taught that babies would be a net negative for your life and that you should avoid it like the plague. And the only way to put paid to that lie that they're too expensive or they're too much of a burden is to have your first child. And as soon as you do, if you're a decent human being, and we'll cover the people who are not decent human beings as we go, if you're a decent human being, you'll discover it's the best thing that you ever did in your life. It's literally the best experience. And if you're so fortunate enough to have good parents, you'll close the circle because you'll be a good parent yourself and you'll get to see it from the perspective of the parent, which is, it's just a miraculous process. But there's this notion in our society that having a career and paying taxes is far more important than, say, being a stay-at-home mom. First off, I want to give a shout-out to the families who actually make it happen, who have a parent who stays at home and nurtures and raises those kids. The homeschoolers out there, the people doing it that way. Literally, it's an act of heroism in the modern day because it's so looked down upon. If it's not the idea that you should be working and that somehow trading your time for work and letting someone else raise your kids is more rewarding or a better choice of your time, it's the fact that people look down on childbearing as though children are such an ecological burden, you shouldn't be having them in the first place. Again, I highlight the fact that people express shock that we would even consider having a third child after having two because of the ecological burden of having another kid. Just ridiculous. But for those who are not so privileged, if you're a person who hasn't had an ideal mom or ideal parents, the ideal of a good parent is still something to pursue. It's still something to celebrate. It's still something to pass on. There are people I've seen who say that they don't want to have children because they had bad parents and they're afraid of passing on those bad habits. That consciousness, that knowledge that there are bad things in your childhood that you don't want to pass on, that's your motivator. That's the thing that guarantees you won't pass it on. You can provide a better experience than the one that you had to future generations, which is a whole other reason why you should pursue it. You can correct and you can understand shortcomings of your own childhood through giving better to the future. We need children, folks. We need families. We need parents back in the home. And it's something that should be celebrated. No mother who is dedicating herself to the rearing of her kids should ever be demeaned by society. Not by men, not by women, not by anybody. It's literally the most important thing you could possibly do. And we've done such a terrible job promoting it. We've done such a terrible job celebrating it and holding it as an ideal value. The other thing that shouldn't even need to be said is that only women can be moms. Men in dresses, LARPing as women, cannot be mothers. And there's no such thing as parent one and parent two. There are moms and there are dads. That's the natural order of things. It's the norm that should be celebrated. This idea that we have to change our language around so a bunch of narcissistic men can feel better about themselves and the fact that they can't produce children is ridiculous. If they feel bad because biological mothers exist, then they should be made to feel bad. If they feel discriminated against, then so be it. You should be discriminated against. You're nuts. And you can go and you can live your life and you can do what you want. But the fact is, we shouldn't be relegating women to the back burner. We shouldn't be relegating mothers to the back burner in the name of making you feel better. The very fact that you feel the need to ask society to do that for you just shows what a toxic person you actually are. Only women are mothers, and every single one of us who's here and alive on Earth right now has a woman to thank for that. Now, again, you might say, I had a terrible mom. She was abusive. She was narcissistic. She was psychopathic. She was sociopathic. She was neglectful. Not everybody has the ideal mom, and not every woman is going to be the ideal mother. But that's not a reason to cease celebrating pursuit of the ideal, because the vast majority are some degree of good. And there are children out there right now who would love to take care of their mothers. They're in love with an idea of what motherhood should be, but their mothers are cruel, or they're narcissistic, or they've cut them off, or they've done some degree of outside the ideal. That's the experience that they have. Moving forward into the future, try to pass on something better. That's really all you can do. It's no reason to just cast motherhood into the pit of forgotten concepts. If anything, it's a reason to celebrate it even more. Women are very special. They have this magical power to be able to reproduce the species, to keep it going. And men have the privilege of doing what they can to enable that, to protect and hopefully provide, to help procreate, to build healthy family dynamics. And unfortunately, in the world that we live in right now, with the government involved in every facet of your life and taxing you to death and inflation and central bank money printing and all these things, which actually they all affect the one thing that's the most important, which is the family and the family unit. All of these things seem to add up to an assault on the family. And we have to keep fighting against that assault on the family. But there are families out there who can't pursue the ideal. Both parents have to work for one reason or another. And they get precious little time with their kids. And I think it's a sad thing. And I think we should all struggle against that. I think the most precious thing that anybody can do, the most ideal experience that anybody can have, particularly good souls, is that of raising a family. The most powerful economic unit in the history of the world is the family unit, the nuclear family, the very family that's under attack right now. So I think that men should value their women, women should value their men, and most importantly of all, on Mother's Day, we should remember the sanctity of motherhood and that there is no more important role in human history. It really can't get higher. And we should be deifying it again. We should be celebrating it again. We shouldn't be telling women that the only noble cause or the only worthwhile pursuit is to go off and get a job and spend all your fertile years at some corporate office so that you can generate tax revenue for the government. And if you do have kids in that function, you have one or two kids, you send them off to daycare, and that's the ideal setup? It's not. And just to finish on that note, if you're a mother, and you've dedicated yourself to your children, and you feel like society looks down on you, hold your head high. You're literally fulfilling the highest calling. There is, in my mind at least, no higher ideal. My own wife, who we woke up this morning, her breakfast was chocolate cheesecake and a tea. She dedicates herself to the raising and education of my kids. It's a full-time job. There's this other notion that a stay-at-home mom has just got her feet up on the couch all day and isn't really doing anything. It's so fake. My wife works really hard, 7 days a week, looking after the future, and I have confident kids, very capable, very smart, very reasonable, especially for their age. And a lot of that has to do with their amazing mother. So as we get ready to go to church, and we're going to spend the rest of the day in whatever pursuit she wants, I just wanted to put out a message that only women can be moms. And even if you have a bad one, you should celebrate the good ones and you should celebrate the ideals and pay it forward. And if not, deify it, put it up on a pedestal. Celebrate the good mothers out there, because society certainly doesn't.